The United States does not have, I just added this up, that's $550 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an act, a direct act of socialism. Shut the economy down. Tell all the rubes and idiots out there that buy this nonsense that it has to be done for public safety and health reasons, which is a lie, and a total... If you say it has to be done for that, well, there are fruit flies flying around that can poison food and can make people just as sick as the coronavirus can. Fruit flies carry all kinds of diseases, which is why you don't want them in your restaurant, because people get all kinds of infections and stuff from them. Shut the economy down. Tell people that they don't actually have to work and that, no, just stay home. And all these people just marching off like the bot zombies that they have become. Ladies and gentlemen, this is shocking. Maybe they're all just acting in unison and solidarity, Mike. Maybe they're all just being good citizens, Miniature. I can be a good citizen without becoming a useful idiot for the red socialists that so have been lusting after this power for so long. You know that Al Gore and the Greta Thunberg types of Malthusian wackos that want people to die because Mother Earth must be preserved. You know, they're just sitting back going like, I can't believe this, man. They're actually falling for it. They're actually falling for it. Were it not for Representative Massey, you can see some of his tweets on my Twitter feed. Can you find the one where that I retweeted yesterday and put it up in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, where he talks about, we're unemploying. You got a 20% unemployment rate less right now. You can't do this. This is just totally irrational. Let me give you some headlines here. Did Obama batch the response to H1N1 outbreak? Here's what the media isn't telling you. Short answer, yes. I went back to 2017 because I went looking to see if there had been any commentary or philosophizing on herd mentality in the past couple years. I found this piece at thoughtcatalog.com. How social media and mob mentality are killing our ability to think critically. No one is turning to critical thinking right now, ladies and gentlemen. They're just not. Representative Massey, can we focus on a strategy that protects the most vulnerable while allowing healthy individuals under 50 to 60 years old to carry on productive lives until the virus has circulated such that it can't find enough viable hosts in the general population to infect those over 60? And then he tweets out, there's another one before this one that he tweeted out, but basically the same thing that I've been saying, and I will continue to say that there has to be a more prudent way to do this. Rather than just saying a blanket statement, we're shutting all restaurants and bars and taverns down. Here it is. Representative Thomas Massey, the lone voice of sanity. He's St. John the Baptist. Lone voice crying out in the wilderness. Quote, destroying people's jobs will cause suffering worse than COVID-19. People who are jobless for months will find it difficult to pay for food, housing, and medicine. Data from Italy and Korea show that healthy people under 50 to 60 aren't at great risk of dying from this disease. True. All this is true. But it doesn't seem to matter. Here's a headline from Max Parry at the UNS report. Is the global pandemic a product of the elite's Malthusian agenda and U.S. biowarfare? Now, there's one part of it. I got to put my glasses on because this is a small type. There's one part of this where I was reading this morning and I went, did I just read that right? Somebody sent this to me 2 days ago and said, Minnerchart. No, I know who it was. It's Steve Cunningham. There was a mockumentary produced 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 2017, about what would happen if there was what we're experiencing right now, an actual global pandemic. Now, in the trial, they actually exercised the virus that they were fighting in the mockumentary actually was a ravaging killer. And there were 60 million people that died worldwide within a Thanos snap. It was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's called, hang on, I have it here on the old dumb device. It is Event 201, Mrs. O'Connell, because I know you're going to want to find it. Event 201, Pandemic Exercise Highlights Reel. Funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So I sit through this 9-minute video, and I'm getting ready to curse Cunningham out and going like, dude, why'd you make me sit through this? This was a mockumentary. I had to get to the end credits. Made possible by a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yes, that's it. And I go like, wait a minute. Where have I heard this before? Max Parry. You know, you people would all do yourselves a huge favor. Go to the crusade. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. And I think it's on the front page, but not if not, it's under the category digital audio. Purchase yourself a set of Greg Carpenter's 5-part series on They Tested Them on Us. Because everything Max Parry has in this article or on the 5 podcasts that Junk Bond did on the history of chemical and biological warfare. This will really give you a crash course. You can do it in 5 hours to get the set. And again, mikechurch.com/shop. It's called They Tested Them on Us. Yeah, look, Minnesota O'Connell put the graphic up in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. Who made event to a, now, if you listen to this audio, I'd play it for you, but it's 9 minutes long. So go listen to it on your own time.
Video link in there, so if they want to go, they can listen to it.
Okay, but if you watch it, it is an enactment of what might happen if there was a global pandemic. And they have guys that allegedly are CEOs of big companies. And basically, they're saying that the only mechanism, the only entity in the world that could handle this would be the U.N., and so they conclude that we have to turn over and give vast police powers to the U.N. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually starting to get scared over this. Because Don John of Manhattan seems to have totally caved in, and he's going along with it. I guess he's like, well, they're not going to label me as creating all dead people in a zombie apocalypse. So I'm going down with the... everything that's being proposed in Congress is antithetical to his thinking. He doesn't think like this.